Welcome to the Automotive Reporter, an hour of news, interviews, product reviews, motorsports, and industry insight. And now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Brent Clanton.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and the Automotive Reporter is brought to you by General Motors. You know, they've been building the dream for nearly 60 years in Texas, and today we're going to be bringing you the latest automotive news, product reviews, check on the latest recalls, and take an inside look at the automotive industry.
And good morning. This is Brent Clanton. We're also going to be talking about this week's road test of the 2014 Ford F-150 running on natural gas and what's happening on the racing scene.
And our guest today, first up, is Steve Gillis. He is Director of New Business Development for Bolt Locks. And then our good friend Ron Jividen, Escort Radar Detectors, PR Media Manager, because there's always something new from Escort. We're going to find out what the latest is right after this.
Friends, we know everything's bigger in Texas, including General Motors. GM's Arlington, Texas assembly plant has been producing cars and trucks in Texas for over 50 years. And during that time, they have manufactured over 7.5 million vehicles. Since 1996, GM has invested over $750 million in the Arlington assembly plant and has committed an additional $170 million towards future expansion. This state-of-the-art facility employs over 3,000 Texans, producing the Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburban, GMC Yukon and Yukon XL, and the Cadillac Escalade. The Arlington, Texas assembly plant is now producing the next generation of GM's full-size trucks. The great state of Texas represents a whopping 14% of General Motors' full-size truck sales. General Motors, building the dream for over 50 years in Texas.
The Automotive Reporter is brought to you by Porticamp. Known worldwide for being a leader in the field of remote area housing, Porticamp can provide you with your next cabin or complete camp for business, oil field, or recreational applications, utilizing heavy-duty skid-mounted modular structures or container conversions. Since 1955, Porticamp innovations and solutions have been based on customer and industry needs. Porticamp utilizes the latest technologies of construction materials in the design of all their structures. Porticamp Polymers is at the forefront of performance coatings, offering processes, services, and products including phosphate conversion systems, nonstick coatings, flotation foam, structural foams, roofing foams, and featuring Fomatec spray foam insulation for residential and commercial. Look for Porticamp's new Texas Liner, an industry-leading spray-on bed liner. Porticamp, the worldwide solution for temporary and permanent housing. For more information on the Porticamp lineup of products and services, visit Porticamp.com. That's Porticamp with a K.
And welcome back to the Automotive Reporter, Harold Gunn, along with Brent Clanton, and our first guest, Steve Gillis, Director of New Business Development for Bolt Locks. Steve, of course, has joined us before, though it's been too long. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing dandy. Of course, the first interesting story about you guys that always turned me on was the fact that you can set up all kinds of stuff that I can use one car key on and simplify my life. Kind of go through that lineup of stuff.
Yeah, just to refresh everybody, Bolt Lock Bolt stands for Breakthrough One Key Lock Technology, where our line of locks are sold without a key. So the user is able to take their vehicle key and insert it into our padlock, our receiver, or a cable lock, and code that lock directly to their key. And that gives the flexibility of never having to have an additional key for that lock, and really simplifies everybody's life.
Now, do you do it one time only, or is it reprogrammable?
Yep, our locks, the automotive locks, are definitely just a one-time set. Helps with the security,
sure,
and keeps the size down. So yes, it is a one-time set. So once you match it to your vehicle, it really becomes like a bolt-on accessory around. And especially anybody doing any towing, it's really been a real big hit with them.
Yeah, because that's the other question. Obviously, I've got locks on my car, but what are the other locks I can use these keys for?
Exactly.
Right. If you do any trailering, you know, or racks, bike racks, you know, the cables that the bikes are, you know, you want to lock the bike onto the rack, we've got the cable for you. You want to lock the rack on the car, so that doesn't disappear. Those things are, there's some pretty pricey racks out there. And then you get into the trailers. So we've got hitch pins, coupler locks, padlocks, So anything you keep going backwards from the vehicle and can be secured, and gives you that, you know, it gives you that peace of mind that you're not going to lose that key, forget that key, or, you know, have to find a replacement. You've always got it. As long as you got your vehicle, you're going to have a key to those locks.
Now, is the technology for memorizing these keys proprietary, or can you describe to us how that works?
Right. It is patented. The best place to get a good visual for this is on our website, boltlock.com. And we do have we've updated, I think, the animation from the last time we talked, and now we did it with parts, so you can actually see the actual parts moving around in there.
Yeah.
What happens, though, is the first time you insert the key, there are little the tumblers that follow the key up and down have little teeth on them, kind of like a zip tie teeth.
Yeah.
And then the first time you rotate, you're going to go about 180 degrees all the way around. And what's going to happen is that we're going to cam together two pieces that have matching zip tie teeth. And based on after that first rotation, it's going to start at 9 o'clock, rotate through 3 o'clock on the clock. And that'll be the coding sequence. And then from then on, a little clutch kicks in the back of the lock, and you will basically operate the lock between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock from there on out. So you never get back to that coding position. And that's really it. It's really, it's kind of anticlimactic once you do it. It's like, so that's all it took, huh? And it's like, yeah, that's all it took.
Now, okay, and I may have missed this in Brent's question, but here I am, let's say, with my 06 Chevy, and we've coded certain numbers of locks based on that. Now what happens when I trade in my 06 Chevy?
Well, we have basically the keys, the lock should go with the vehicle. But we do have, if you go on and register with us on our website, we will actually give you a rebate towards your next set of bolt locks. So we have a link right on our bolt lock site that allows you to get on and register with us. And if and when you sell your vehicle, you want another set of bolt locks, you give us your, once you're registered, give us your proof of purchase, and we'll send you a rebate towards that.
So that answers the question about the recodable, which you'd mentioned anyway. So that does that. Well, one thing I find interesting, too, like everybody in Texas, of course, I'm a rancher, and I am three gates in. And it's always a pain, even with combinations, especially you got friends that have big thumbs and I have little ones. So they go, how do you work this? Because, usually if I'm driving, the guy that does the lock is the guy that's riding shotgun.
Shotgun, right?
Supposed
right.
to be. Yeah. But I could get a set of padlocks then, right, for my three gates and then code them to my truck key.
Absolutely. And any number of them, you can just keep going on and on. You know, if you've got a covered trailer, those padlocks, then you could get three for, the two that go on the back, the one on the side door. You know, you can just keep going. And all those locks will continue to work right with your ignition key.
So obviously this leads to the question, I guess if I wanted to, I could buy some padlocks from you guys?
Yes, you could.
I better have the certain one.
What a concept.
Yes, and you've got one. It's a really catchy name, too. I remember from the first time we talked, it's called the padlock.
Yeah, the padlock, right?
Yeah.
And they are there are different locks based on your vehicle key, because as we know, the vehicle keys are very different nowadays. And there is a link on the website. You can go on, and it's basically like a make, model, year lookup, give you the exact right part number that you need to order for your specific year, make, and model of vehicle.
And as I look at the padlock, are there various shapes and sizes and stuff? You guys have a certain way you make these, the way you build them and things?
Yep, the padlocks really come out they're in a 2-inch style, and it's really just one standard padlock. And the cables are 6 foot, and then the receivers are either 1/2 inch or 5/8. So it's really a standard line. Padlocks haven't, we haven't really come out with different sizes of them. So it's one size.
You know, my firstborn male child recently bought a new Jeep Wrangler. And you were talking about people liking to take things off of vehicles that the owners don't think they don't think the owners need as much. And so he's concerned about that rear tire on the back of that Jeep, because he upgraded his rims and he got a fifth one to match so they would all work the same way. And I'm seeing the special bolt Jeep spare tire lock, that's just going to be the answer to his needs.
Correct. That is one specialty piece that we've offered. The Jeep guys really love accessories, and they also have one of the very few vehicles out there that has an external mounted spare that's really on the back like that. So we've come out with a, we use the same head that's on the receiver head, and it codes the same way as a standard bolt lock would, but it has a special, specially machined lug nut that you'd put on first on the wheel, and then you basically snap the bolt head right onto the top of that, and it blocks any access you have to get into that nut to get it off. So, and it and this one is once so once you unlock it, pull the head off, then you can get a socket on that lug nut and get the wheel off.
I like it. I'm just looking at the cable lock, though, because six feet. Now, is that just it? The cable lock is a six-foot cable lock. We don't have, I don't know, threes or 12s or anything like that?
No, and a lot, we've been asked about those. I was asked for a 75-footer once. somebody wanted to lock the...
Special order.
Special order. I said, well, you know, hey, we've got padlocks, and when you need a specialty cable, you know, you can get a double-looped cable and, you know, put that padlock on that can do it. The six-footer really is works for, I think, a lot of our basic towing necessities. One of the best applications, especially for the Texas area, is for truck spare tires. Those have a tendency to, you know, make their way off of the truck also if we're not paying attention.
Where'd that go?
Yeah.
How'd that get out of there?
Only when you need it, you know that it's not there.
I hate it when it happens.
And the cable lock is a nice accessory there. It's coiled, so you can go up under, coil it over, you know, one of the frame members, and get it through the wheel, and then snap that on with that nice big rubber cap that's protecting it, and leave it up there, and know that your spare tire is going to be there when and if you run a flat.
Well, 6 feet's a fair amount. Are these things like looped at each end, or you know, how does the lock work on the cable?
The cable actually has a pin, the same pin that we would have on the receiver, but it's actually then crimped onto the cable, and then on the opposite end, there's a loop. So basically, you'd take the looped end, open, you know, bring the, take the head off, and then be able just to put the pin through the loop, and then to make a you know a full locking cable. So you only need one lock on the end, and it's basically the same pin lock that we use on the receiver or on the cable lock.
Yeah, well, Brent's looking at everything online, and I can't quite see it, so I'm going to ask the question then, which Brent probably already knows the answer. Is there any way to connect those together if I wanted something longer than 6 feet?
Sure. You could on the cables. You could loop them together.
String them along, right?
Yep. And then I would, and if you want a single one, if you don't want it to be looped, I mean, the looping keeps it nice and compact for different things. There's accessories coming out, and I can probably tell you about them when the new F-150 hits the thing. We've got potentially some accessories coming out with them with different kinds of ramps and things like that.
Well, can't you tell me now? I'm going to be driving it in 2 weeks.
You are? Well, that's good.
Yeah, they're having the press introduction, yes, on the new F-150. Actually, I guess 4 weeks, the first week of October.
Well, we could tell you, but he'd have to shoot you, or in this case,
well,
we'd have to lock
you up.
Well,
that would be good, Harold. And then actually ask them to see if you can see their, I think they're coming out with some interesting ramps for their for an upfit, and see if they're offered there, and they may have them. We were there last week talking to them.
Yeah,
about them.
That's
so,
cool.
Good.
Well, I mean, Brent and I both know Pete Reyes, so he's the chief engineer, and I figure that gives us some stroke. Yeah, so what are you going to put on them, really? Come on, Steve. What are you really going to do?
We're going to actually lock the cable will be on there to lock their. They have an upfit kit for ramps that are going to be integrated into the tailgate.
That is neat.
Yeah,
it'll be a real nice setup.
Yeah,
so, it's going to be cool.
What about what is your retrofit kit for toolboxes?
Toolbox kit. There's we have the stainless steel handle that is the original handle for a DZ United Welding Service, those boxes, and we've tooled it up so that our lock cylinder, the bolt cylinder, will fit in that particular handle. Then now crossbeds or sidebed boxes can be upfitted then to work with your ignition key.
That really is very cool and just amazingly convenient. How long have you guys been doing this?
I think the patent was filed in 07, but Bolt was only launched about 3.5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Really? I just figured you guys have been doing this for like eons.
Nope. It started as kind of an OE project, too. A number of the OEs do use it in some of their accessory locks and like the RAM boxes and things like that. So they're kind of hidden in the vehicle. Our mainline business at Strattec is that we are the OE lock and key manufacturer for GM, Ford, and Chrysler primarily. So this is a spinoff of our OE business that we've taken and done a consumer-based product. You probably use our keys and use our locks every day, but you wouldn't know it.
How about that? So,
there we go. And as we like to say, that means original equipment.
Yes.
OE, sometimes we get caught in there. Okay. So you didn't make the ignition locks then for General Motors.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we make not the ones being recalled. Actually, remember that's the switch. That's the problem.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah. They're going over and above and changing the ignitions because they're older vehicles, but the switch is, I think, the root cause on that one.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Got to remember, but yes, the key in the lock is a different thing.
Yeah, they're fine. They're being replaced, but they're the same ones that were sold originally.
Which should hasten the conversion to push button ignitions and the wireless ignitions switches, and that way you get away from the keys altogether.
Oh no!
There you go. Yeah.
But then if you do that, how can I get those locks?
You always got that backup key.
Well, exactly, and that's what this will fit.
Right.
Exactly.
In the locks.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because sometimes I get them. They have these proximity keys now, and I'm going, but what happens when the battery dead or something? Then you realize there's a little button you can push or something you can open up because there is a key.
Oh, yes.
There always has to be a key.
Yep.
Okay, Steve, as time is sneaking away, anything that you'd like to tell the folks we haven't brought up?
Two things. The coupler pin lock, if you're on the website, Brent, you'll see that.
Yes.
A new fully adjustable between a half inch up to 3.5 inches. So it'll fit all the various styles of couplers. So now you can specifically match the coupler lock to the receiver lock and come out with a nice towing package there. So those are available for all the Chevys, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Toyota, Nissan, everything we do cover. It's a stainless steel pin, again, with a limited lifetime warranty. Also, Harold, you're driving the new Ford coming up.
Yes, sir.
I know your listeners are all dialed into that new body and that aluminum and everything going on there. Pay attention because it will also have a new style key. So that is a change. We obviously make those for them. So there's a high security key. It's going to be a side mill key, similar looking to the new GM Sierras. Mm-hmm. And Silverados, so that same style of key cut, instead of it on the edge, it's on the side. So we have a new line of locks that'll have to come out, and they will be coming out towards the end of this year when the truck hits, when the new 15.
Outstanding. And of course, as you mentioned, and the folks can come look at the lineup as Brent is doing right now. Of course, you already have probably tied that in with our Facebook fanbook page.
Yes, I have.
He does that automatically. But anyway, Bolt Lock. Like it sounds, BOLTLOCK.com. And our guest, Steve Gillis, Director of New Business Development for Bolt Lock, keeping us safe out there. Steve, we appreciate your time today.
Appreciate it, guys, and enjoy your weekend and the week coming up. And have fun out there at Ford with the new ride. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, in fact, I'm keyed up, actually. Think about that. Anyhow, so have a good one, and we'll catch you later. Friends, we'll be back with more right after this.
We never stop chipping away to go the distance and beyond. Introducing the new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It has an available EcoDiesel V6 engine with a best-in-class 730-mile driving range, which means on the Texas roads between Amarillo and Corpus Christi, you can take a side trip to Lubbock for a cup of joe, Abilene for your favorite little steakhouse, San Antonio for a bit of blues. And with 30 highway miles per gallon, you'll still have plenty left in the tank for whatever else you're up for. No wonder it was awarded the SUV of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Made with pride, crafted with passion. The new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It is the best of what we're made of. Optional EcoDiesel engine is late availability based on 2013 Ward's Middle Sport Utility Vehicle Segmentation. Excludes Chrysler Group LLC vehicles over 730-mile range based on one tank at manufacturer's estimated 30 highway miles per gallon 4x2. Based on manufacturer's testing of the 3.0-liter EcoDiesel engine, 4x2 actual mileage may vary. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group LLC.
Friends, you can now listen to the Automotive Reporter worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone. No syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to automotivereporter.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
And welcome back to the Automotive Reporter Radio Show. I'm Brent Clanton along with Harold Gunn, and it's time for the news brought to you by Pronto Muffler Center.
And that's always the good news. Our good friend Wayne Cronin, in fact, he called me last week. When are we going to have lunch?
What did he call you?
He called me, when are we going to have lunch?
Okay.
I said, I pick up the tab, Wayne. He's a great guy. First met them with some exhaust work, brilliant, and now just, you know, anything. We all around here at the station sometimes try to just break something just so we can go have it fixed.
Well, and the beauty of it is if he can't fix it, he knows someone who can.
That's right, at a deal, too.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Good folks. Like I say, exhaust, definitely, but also brake, suspension, mechanical repairs. They're highly recommended by all of us, just good people. Pronto Muffler Center is in Houston. They are off of Airline near I-40, well, actually on Airline, near I-45 in the Beltway near the Houston Intercontinental Airport. Give them a call if you got a question, 281-445-1251, or look them up, Pronto Muffler Center.
All right. You know how enamored we all are of the new Corvette?
Oh, yes.
Well, GM has announced a new 8-speed auto transmission for the 2015 Corvette. The 8L90 replaces the current 6-speed unit. GM designed the transmission in-house, and it's pretty impressive. Despite adding two gears, the 8-speed is lighter than the 6-speed unit it replaces. GM claims this traditional torque converter transmission upshifts 8 hundredths of a second faster than the DCT in the Porsche 911, if you could imagine that. They're reporting a drop in the 0 to 60 time by a tenth of a second, and highway fuel economy bumps up 3.5% to 29 mpg.
Now, friends, I've had a chance to test drive, you know, the current with the 6-speed,
yes.
And we were getting 33 miles a gallon on the highway.
It's impressive.
It's an amazing car. Well, the 6.1 on the Richter scale earthquake that hit Napa Valley last week, the night before the IndyCar series was going to race at the Sonoma Raceway, smack in the middle of Napa Valley, and most of the drivers were rudely awakened when the quake hit. Many of the drivers, including series leaders Will Power and Helio Castroneves, said they thought they were going to die. Power said he got out of his hotel as it came crashing down around him. James Hinchcliffe said he had just had time to grab a towel so he didn't go running outside in the nude. Ryan Hunter Ray kind of chuckled over the fact that his baby son slept through the whole thing. Well, the race did go on as it was scheduled, and the results will be coming up in our racing report, but it was interesting. Yeah, I remember seeing, Helio, I thought I was going to die. I mean, these guys, they go 220 miles an hour. You know, they don't even have an increased heartbeat, and then something like this happens. But it just goes to show you, it's just a little bit different. Anyway, speaking of different, though, if you're in a hurry, then you need something from Escort Radar Detectors. And they're always coming up with something new. We had our friend Ron Jividen on just about 3 weeks ago, and he said, something's coming, but I can't tell you. Well, now he can. We're going to find out about it real soon as we meet Ron, who's the Escort Radar Detectors PR Media Manager, right after this.
Ask any Texan, and he'll tell you. The heart and soul of this land is Hill Country, where tall pine forests meet rolling hillsides and sparkling blue waters, making for many a rustic but refined adventure. So we continue chipping away at crafting the beauty of nature into breathtaking interiors. Introducing the new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit. Every detail is impressive, from the available leather-trimmed heated seats, premium suede-like headliner, and exotic open-pore wood trim, to the leather and wood heated steering wheel, even the leather stitched instrument panel. No wonder the Texas Auto Writers Association awarded it the SUV of Texas. Made with pride, crafted with passion. The new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It is the best of what we're made of. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
For nearly 60 years, General Motors has been building great cars and trucks right here in Texas at their Arlington Assembly Plant. In May of 2011, they built their 9 millionth vehicle in Texas. GM has always been committed to quality, and right now they are building the highest quality vehicles in their over 100-year history. This quality has been recognized by the independent surveys of J.D. Power and Associates, and their 2010 initial Quality Survey Award winners were Chevrolet Tahoe for full-size SUV and the Cadillac Escalade for luxury SUV. The GM Arlington products swept the 2010 J.D. Power full-size SUV segment, with Tahoe winning first, Suburban second, and Yukon third. Texas benefits from General Motors by more than just great products. The Arlington plant has more than 2,000 employees that receive over $1 million in wages every day. And GM paid the state of Texas over $20 million in taxes in 2009. General Motors, building the dream for nearly 60 years in Texas.